What's up? How you doing? Starting your Monday off right. This is Joe with your daily Buckeye Blitz. Let's do it for Monday, August 8th, 2022. Today's topic on your 5-minute Blitz podcast, CJ versus Bryce Young. Who you got? I'm going to lay it out here quickly and no spoilers, but you can probably guess where I'm leaning. So, all right, let's do it. Let's start with the numbers. Tail of the tape here. I got CJ at 6'3", 218 pounds. Bryce Young, 6 foot even, 194 pounds. I don't know about that. 6 foot, 194. Did you guys see the Heisman Trophy ceremony? Bryce was not close to CJ's height. Definitely not 194 pounds. So maybe he's 185 dripping wet. So that's my opinion. That's how he looks. But those are the official numbers. We'll see in the combine for the NFL what those numbers actually are. So, all right. So let's talk numbers. We got CJ Stroud's numbers from 2021, 12 games, 317 completions, 441 attempts, a 72% completion percentage, 4,400 yards. That's a 10.1 average, 44 touchdowns, only 6 picks, and a QB rating of 186.6. Okay, decent year, right? Bryce Young, 15 games, so 3 extra games. Keep that in mind. 366 completions, 547 attempts, 66.9% completion percentage. Okay, a little lower. 4,872 yards, that's a 8.9 average, 47 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. That gives him a QB rating of 167.5, okay? Now, let's talk about him. Stroud has a higher completion percentage on 100 fewer attempts, okay? And you could make the argument that CJ had a better offensive line and running game. I'm not sure you could fault him for that or make that a check mark against him. But he was better in yards per attempt and passer rating on 3 fewer games again. So I think you got to lean CJ there, right? I mean, am I crazy? Bryce Young. All the scouts say that he has natural arm strength. He's a natural ball carrier. He only had 81 attempts, and that includes sacks. So CJ had like 32 attempts, including sacks. So neither one of these guys lit it up. Because the college stats, they count sacks as rushing yards. You can't even look at those numbers because it's like zero for both, you know. So anyway. One thing I will say that really showed CJ's, I guess, his ability is the Michigan game. When they got behind late in the game, he didn't get reckless and go out there and start just whipping the ball around the lot. He stayed within himself, just kept racking up completions one at a time. He dragged that freaking offense up and down the field. The penalties, the O-line giving up sacks, Hutchinson and Ajabo were in the backfield on every fucking play. But he still willed that team within him, staying within himself. He's 1 of 11 up and down that field. In the fourth quarter, he put together a 17-play, 82-yard drive with 7 completions. And he put us within 1 possession of Michigan. Then they scored a touchdown to go back up 2 scores. He put together a 13-play, 75-yard touchdown drive. He converted 2 fourth downs and completed 7 passes again on another drive. He's methodical and disciplined. He stays within Ryan Day's offense and carries out the script, you know. He has size on Bryce, obviously. His better footwork accuracy. They're close. I would say CJ has better footwork. And they both aren't really creating much when they're scrambling. But CJ stays within the script and does what is expected of him and does it very, very well. And I think the size is the main reason that I'll take CJ all day. Little guy Bryce, one time, all it takes is one time for a defensive end to come off his blind side and put his face mask in between his shoulder blades, and it's night-night for Bryce. We've seen CJ take some shots, like I just mentioned in the Michigan game. Took some fucking shots, didn't he? So give me CJ all day. Let me know what you got. Comment on the video. Share with a friend. I really appreciate it if you guys could pass it around with your friends and share it with Alabama fans. I'd be happy to listen to those hillbillies. So as always, I appreciate you watching, listening, however you're taking in this show. And we'll be back again tomorrow for another one. Go Bucks.